wanted to thank you for that really marvelous statement you made yesterday. By golly, you're really a nut cutter. Well, I tell you, that was really great. I was so pleased. We were just talking this morning with Chuck Colson and some of our other fellows. They were all ecstatic. They said, boy, that Rizzo knows how to fight. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I hope you're not getting too many brickbats. Yeah. No, of course. Oh, sure, you're going to catch that chap, your friend chap, you know. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell Early when he get at that. We won't let him do that. Really? Great. Marvelous. Yeah. Yeah. Incidentally, that's right, and that's why I think the way you played it, so you get a second bite of the apple, was great. Let me tell you that you may not have thought that we do these things here. Did you know you were on all three networks last night? Yes, sir. Sir. So we were glad. Can I ask your advice about something? I'll tell you two. One thing. Cardinal Crowe has agreed to give the benediction. I think the night of the acceptance. That's a very important one, and I thought that was a good thing. Don't you think so? In Miami. Right. He's gotten approval, and he's going to do it, so I agree. The second thing is something I just want to ask you about from Friday. There's a new Italian prime minister. He's in reality a good friend of ours. He's a centrist rather than on the left, like some of them have been. And we're trying to build him up, and he wants to come over to see me. As a matter of fact, he defended him on the floor of the Italian Senate, some guy like that, or something like that. So I'm going to do it. He will be coming here either in August or September, the middle of August or the middle of September, depending upon when it all works out. When he comes, I'm going to have a dinner. And also, I'm probably going to have a sort of an after dinner at around 10 o'clock over at the Kennedy Center. An affair where we have a basically a sort of big musical thing, you know, give us a list. Now, here's the point I want to ask you about, and I ask you about it as a friend and as a law enforcement man. Frank Sinatra has been a great friend of Agnew's, and he's also been, he supported Reagan. And he's been, frankly, in a personal way, to me, as you know, he was just before us Congress Congressional Committee yesterday, and apparently he'll handle himself extremely well, and so forth and so on. The question I ask is this, how would law enforcement people feel? He is the best man, that I think he's the best man, really, to do the program, because, you know, he's just big, he's glamorous, he's big name, he's dark. Would law enforcement people take a dim view of having Sinatra or not? What should we do? Is it all right? Yeah. Right. He took that. But then as far as you're concerned, if I ask him and I'm going to call him, it's okay if we have Sinatra. You don't think that don't most of them feel that this mafia business is just one of those guilt association things? That's what I thought. And he's very popular too, isn't he, with the Italian community? All right, well, I think we'll go. I just want to know, I don't know whether he can come or can schedule, but I didn't want to ask him if you had any doubts about it, so we'll have his mind. Well, it's sure good to talk to you. And incidentally, now, on that money thing, whenever you have a, you think the state siphoning off some bills, you get a hold of it early, raise hell, huh? Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Who is hooking up the what? Well, if you get the number where he is, I'll talk to him. If not, I'll call his secretary. Yeah, we'll see if he can be reached at a number, and I'll call him then.
In this case, better than going to him. Fields.
Did Ron DeCarlo?
Oh, is he? He's there right after the hearing.
That's a good way to Thomas knows that.
Yeah, it sure is. He feels pretty down. I talked to him one night. And if I had a vice president,
this I'm sure of.
Oh, geez, your call would be the greatest in hell. Yeah. But I think that would be worth it. It's a hell of a good idea.
What's the matter with the vessel box, you know? Steel box, he is partisan, so, but I mean, the way he does it is partisan.
He's partisan in his meaning, too.
Very mean and encouraging when he gets drunk.
Oh, of course. Right. Just stay away from him. He's an SOB.
No, very few have. Very few. He's smart, though. He really is. He's sober. He's important.